Reading Rainbow by Kojo. Genre: comedy, slice of life. Annotation: when a freak reading accident causes Twilight to be admitted to the Ponyville Hospital, Rainbow dashes right by her side. Compelled by a sense of duty and repayment, she takes it upon herself to cheer up her friend. Steady, complete. Reading Rainbow. Chapter 1. Reading Rainbow. Rainbow Dash tore through the sky, flying as fast as her wings could carry her. "Come on, hurry up!" Pain shot down her wing, but she ignored it. Her friend was more important. The Ponyville Hospital appeared on the horizon, quickly growing to meet her. Within seconds, she weaved through the streets and reached the outskirts of town where the enormous building awaited. Gliding just under the hospital's awning, she burst through the double doors and tumbled into an ungraceful heap on the floor. The receptionist behind the counter jumped from her seat, more from shock than anything else. She rushed over to help, but nearly leaped out of her skin when Rainbow Dash lunged at her and pinned her to the counter. "Where is she?" Rainbow Dash yelled, panting heavily. The mayor pointed a shaky hoof to the door behind herself. "Fifth door on the left," she managed to squeak. In an instant, Rainbow Dash was through the door in a whirlwind of rainbows and paperwork. She skidded to a halt outside room number 5 and bucked the door in. "All right, who did it?" she yelled as she leapt across the threshold. "Who hurt Twilight?" she shadowboxed the stuffy hospital air. "Let me at them." "Rain," Applejack said. "I mean it. I'll kick their flank. Ramp, I'll teach them not to mess with my friends. I'll rainbow." Rainbow Dash stopped and stared at Applejack. "Twilight's fine, Rainbow," Applejack said. "No pony hurt her. There is no need to get all up about it." "Rainbow Dash isn't getting up, silly. She's already standing," Pinkie Pie exclaimed, jumping up and down. "Applejack's quite right," Rarity chimed in from the bedside. "There is no need to get so worried over a little injury like this."
"What? Little?"
Rainbow Dash repeated, looking between her and Twilight, who was propped up in the bed. "What do you mean, little?" she pointed a hoof at Twilight. "She can't even see with those bandages over her eyes. What happened? Fluttershy made it sound like an emergency." The sound of wheezing echoed in from the hallways. Fluttershy stumbled in, sweating profusely. "I found her," she said between gasps before collapsing to the floor. "Oh dear," Rarity muttered, levitating a glass of water from the nightstand and trotting over to help. Rainbow Dash ignored the scene and walked to the bedside to put a hoof on her friends. "Hey, Twilight," she said softly. "How you doing? You all right?" Twilight gave a friendly smile. "Hey, Rainbow, as you can probably see, I've been better, but I think I'll be fine." She cast a sightless gaze down at the doll resting between her forehoof and sighed and gave it a gentle shake. "Smarty Pants will take care of me. It was just one too many books is all." "One too many books is right," said the voice from behind. Rainbow Dash turned to see a unicorn stallion looking up from a levitating clip pod. "Fixing that split-side spell you used was a little trickier than it should have been, but I believe we avoided any lasting damage. Though, I still don't understand why you would want to read more than one book at a time in the first place."
"You don't know Twilight," Rainbow Dash replied, ruffling her friend's mane.
"I guess not," the doctor said.
"But I see you're doing pretty well, Rainbow Dash. Not going too hard on your wing, are you?"
She looked away, laughing weakly.
Of course not, Doc. Why would I?" she said quickly with a suspicious smile.
He raised an eyebrow. "Anyways, Miss Sparkle, even though we've reverted your eyesight to normal, you are going to have to stay here and wear those bandages for a few weeks so your eyes read just properly." Twilight's smile faded. Her shoulders slouched and her head fell with them.
"A few weeks?" the other echoed. But if Twilight's stuck in here, then who's gonna run the library? Applejack asked.
Don't worry about it, Applejack, Twilight said.
I'm sure Spike can take care of things while I'm here. I just wish I didn't have to be... She sank into the bedsheets and rolled over.
Cheer up, Twilight, Rarity said. Staying in the hospital can't be that bad.
Yeah, Pinkie Pie yelled. I bet there's a lot of super-duper extra-spectacular fun stuff you can do. Like blow up balloons, and plan lots of parties, and eat a lot of food, and sing to all the other ponies, and then eat some more, and the end, and then have wheelchair races, and...
Her eyes widened as the idea washed over her.
Hey, can I stay in the hospital too? She asked the doctor with a beaming smile.
She glared at her in annoyance.
Twilight perked up. You're right, I can do this. I'll just curl up with my favorite book and...
She slumped back down with a groan.
A nurse poked her head in the door. Doctor, we need you in room 12. He thinks some pony's stealing his slippers again.
The doctor sighed heavily and rubbed his temple. I'll be right there. She turned to address every pony in the room.
All right. Miss Sparkle needs her rest, and visiting hours ends in a few minutes, so I'll have to ask you all to say goodbye. You can come see her in the morning. They all said their farewells and exited the room, but Rainbow Dash stopped in the doorway to look back at her friend. Empathy and guilt built in her stomach. Twilight looked terrible. She couldn't leave her here any longer. Alone, not like that. She had to do something. But what? Suddenly, an idea came to her and she turned to the doctor.
Hey, Doc, would it be alright if I stayed a little longer?
I'm sorry, Rainbow Dash, he replied. Rules are rules. You can see her in the morning with your other friends.
But, Doc, just look at her. She can't even read with those bandages over her eyes. She'll go insane.
I said, I'm sorry, but no. He turned to leave, but she blocked his path.
Hey, I'm not leaving her like that, she said, glaring at him.
He seemed to consider her words before glancing over his shoulder at Twilight, who sat hunched over in bed. Her bandages were damp.
Sighing, he looked back to Rainbow Dash.
Alright, you can stay. Just mind the other patients.
Alright, she yelled, jumping into the air.
Thanks, Doc.
Rainbow Dash was off in a blaze.
She turned the counter and collided with the nurse pushing a book trolley.
Ouch.
She rubbed her head and gave the mare an apologetic smile.
Sorry.
Grabbing one of the books strewn across the floor, she ran back to Twilight's room. Quietly, she opened the door and walked in. Twilight looked up.
Hello, she called, rubbing her bandages.
Rainbow Dash set the book down on the bed.
Hey, Twilight.
A smile formed on Twilight's face.
Oh, hey, Rainbow, you came back. I thought the doctor said you had to leave.
No pony's gonna stop me from being there for my friends when they need me, Rainbow Dash said as she pulled up a stool and sat down.
You gave me a book to read when I was stuck here. I thought I'd return the favor, she added with a smile.
Rainbow, Twilight said, pointing to her bandages.
I can't see, remember?
Rainbow Dash looked at her as if that was the dumbest thing she could have possibly said.
Dumb.
She picked up the book and opened it. Twilight heard the familiar sound of flipping paper, and with a tender smile snuggled beneath the sheets.
What book is it?
Rainbow Dash checked the front cover. One Full Day, by Shel Silverhoof, she read.
Oh, I haven't read that book before, Twilight said.
You haven't? Rainbow Dash asked.
Twilight laughed. You say that like it surprises you.
Yeah, because it does.
Well, then why do you think I'm here in the first place?
Rainbow Dash thought it for a second.
Because you were reading books?
And why was I reading books?
Rainbow Dash shrugged.
It made sense.
One Full Day, she repeated, looking back at the book and her hooves.
She flipped to the first page of the story when the oddly stylized house peered up at her. She stared at it in confusion.
Rainbow? Is something wrong? Twilight asked.
Yeah, she replied, tilting the book from side to side and squinting at it, as if that would somehow improve her understanding.
What's wrong with this house? This picture doesn't make any sense.
Violet laughed again. Well, maybe if you start reading it will. Rainbow Dash gave her a sore glance, but then positioned the book comfortably on her lap and cleared her throat.
In the town of New Philly, there once stood a house, though its stature was more of a hall or a house. For the little old home wasn't very complete. Not a half of itself could it boast was replete.
See, I told you, Violet interrupted, grinning triumphantly. Rainbow Dash glanced up from the book and grumbled before resuming.
On the street of Halfway, all alone did it sit, and the stallion that owned it could only admit it had only three walls that wrapped halfway around, and on only one part was a broken roof found. His living room sat in the plainest of sight of those who chose to pace it at night. His bedroom was lofted a single floor high. It gave him a view of the wonderful sky. On the wall toward the middle there rested a clock, with a count of six numbers, it ticked but not talk. A bed halfway built in the corner so snug, sat halfway unmade on the threadbare shag rug. Quite chill is the kitchen, as cold as dry ice. Having hollow a fridge really paid it on price?
Rainbow Dash raised an eyebrow.
Who is the hay only owns half of a fridge?
Twilight smiled. Rainbow, it's a part of the story. It may...
Yeah, fine. It makes sense, whatever, she replied with a wave of her foot.
Finding the bathroom was no simple task, and trying to use it, just don't even ask.
What? This is stupid. I'm gonna go get another book.
Rainbow, wait, Twilight said. Just keep reading.
No, that book is totally uncool, she said, heading for the door. I'm gonna find a Daring Do book.
Rainbow.
Rainbow Dash looked over her shoulder.
Please, I really like it.
Rainbow Dash wavered. She thought that the book sucked big time, but she was there for Twilight and nobody else. Sighing, she walked back to the store.
Alright.
Thanks.
No problem, Twilight.
She sat down on the stool again and picked up where she left off. But regardless of this, did the stallion now tread up the street named Halfway toward his little homestead. To the sun overhead had the stallion been gazing, but then with a start did he wake from his phasing. It is nearly that time, did he say, for me things. I should jump into bed so to get 20 winks.
She looked up at Twilight.
20 winks?
Twilight laughed.
Think about it. Rainbow Dash stared at her blankly, gears churning. When it clicked, she let out a laugh and dove back into the book. Of the halfway built road did the stallion then hop toward his halfway built door when he came to a stop. She lifted the mat, that which only said, come. And he fitted the key and he entered his home. Of the stairs in his house, every other he climbed. As he entered his room, 12:30 the clock chimed. He looked in the mirror, cut straight down the middle. At his mane, black and white, as it said all the twiddle. He glanced at his coat and its color so true. The strongest of hues of steel gray and dark blue. And closer he looked beneath the ice blue and green, at the bags that could surely from heaven be seen. Oh, what work I have had in the morn of this day! The rest of this light I shall sleep half away. So onto his bed in the stallion then rolled, and looked at the sun which looked back at him bold. A face did he make, such a terrible pout. He yelled at the sun, would you turn your light out? But the sun, as it was, gave him not a reply. It just sat as it did in its spot in the sky, with a very loud grumble and audible huff. The stallion run over had quite enough. Half of a bed at his side was it not, and the hole in his cart quickly grew at the thought. A mare full of love was all that he wanted, and for all of his own to so act as a font. But with half of a sigh to half slumber he fell. Now exactly he did so, one couldn't quite tell.
The dreams that he had were no more than half dreamt, for just half a day did he have to preempt. Quite quickly did pass the day into night, and into the dawn of the next daily light. He woke in the morn to a wonderful day. He woke once again to just work it halfway.
Wait, Twilight interrupted again. If he only slept half of a day at noon, then how is it morning?
Rainbow Dash glanced up at her.
And you were yelling at me for questioning the book?
Twilight's face blanked. She sank further under the covers with a blush and smile. Rainbow Dash looked back to the book, a grin on her face.
Rainbow Dash one, Twilight, too many.
He brushed half his teeth and he gave half a grin. Out the door, down the road, did his day then begin. The sky was bright blue and the birds were a chatter. This day is so fine, there is nothing the matter. In his field to his left many foes were at play. But a sight caught his eye, and he stopped all the way. Among all the foes who were running around, stood a mare beyond fair with such beauty abound. All the shades of pure gold her coat truly seemed, her most violet eyes in the sun fully gleamed. His breath did he hold, knowing not what to do, for where had she come from, he had not a clue. He thought of his bed, then a hole in his heart, and then with a stroll toward the mare did he start. As he crossed the green field did he feel very meek. But courage returned, and it bid him to speak.
Good morning, fair maiden, may I have a word? Please allow me to speak, and don't think me absurd.
To this deed the mare shyly glanced up his way. By the beauty she held did he lose what to say.
While lost in a trance did he give her a smile, so toothy and silly he stood there a while. Shaking his head brought him out of her spell. He spoke from the heart, and he spoke very well.
A fourmeneer? Ner?
I think you mean ne'er, Twilight happy supplied. It is Shakespearean contraction used to move excess syllables and keep a points matter in check. This one specifically is following an apestic tetrameter.
Rainbow Dash stared at her levelly, like she cared about whatever any of that meant.
You there? Twilight asked.
Yeah, Rainbow Dash replied upon remembering her friend couldn't see her. She smiled. It was just Twilight being Twilight.
A form ne'er so graceful, nor such beauty so rare,
that straight from my chest my half heart did the snare. And thereon from yours do I wholly desire to entwine you with love, your sweet heart to acquire.
How now, my fair maid, I must hear what you'll say.
May I ask of your heart only once for today? His little heart pattered right out of his chest, but hers was not so, barely pattered at best. She glanced at his coat and from there to his mane, and then at his eyes with a look of disdain.
What happened to you? The mare then inquired.
Many years has it been since that look had expired.
I know not what you mean, disconcerted, he said.
As his curse, she then pointed off top of his head.
You've a mane of some black, and there's also some white. I must ask as to how you can sleep so at night.
Your coat is so wacky, dark blue and still grey. Don't you see how it drives every pony away?
I don't want to sound rude, not the slightest bit mean, but it is pretty funny, just one eye of green.
I'm sorry, Sir Stallion, you've spoken your word. I've allowed you to speak, and I think you absurd.
With naught but a smile did she turn on a whim, dashed his high hopes, made his chance more slim. He returned to his house with hot fumes from his ears. It drove him quite mad, nearly drove him to tears.
Absurd and so silly is what she called me.
Rainbow, I'll change how I look, I'll show, she'll see.
Rainbow! Twilight yelled.
Rainbow Dash looked up.
You're shouting.
Sorry.
He ran to the store and he bought himself paint. At such brilliant, deep crimson the mare would sure faint. All his mane did he dye to the slickest of black. A masterful plane, quite a moon to old flag. The optometrist saw him but one single lens. that was colored bright green, so to match the last trance. Into his mirror the stallion did glance. How now I will be rejected? Huh, not a chance. He went to the field, then to find her again. Boldly he approached, and he gave her a grin. Good morning, fair maiden, may I have a word? Please allow me to speak, and don't think me absurd. My hair is all black, it's no more half white. It's no more a fret in the middle of night. My coat is not wacky, not blue and not grey. It will no longer drive pony any way. I don't think you're rude, nor the slightest but mean. For not a bit funny are 2 eyes of green. How now, my fair maid, I must hear what you'll say. May I ask of your heart, only once more today? The beautiful mare then, after a glance, said, All right, girl, good sir, I'll give you a chance. His face in a whirl, by a grin was it swept, but calm did he stay, his composure he kept. My house is just there, it's not great hike, it's quite a fine place that I think you will like. Up the street, named Halfway, soon the pair of them strolled, toward the halfway built house, toward his humble abode. After crossing the yard did he open his door, but she gave him a look, as if hoping for more. Oh, my Mr. Stallion, you call this a house? For its stature is more of a how or an house. Only 3 walls around is your little homestead, and to only 1 part is a roof overhead. Your living room here, it's right in plain view of the street that you're on, quite a problem to view. Your bedroom does hang just 1 floor above. It's too close, too deaf, with just 1 simple shove. If I lived in this place, would my work come a-knocking? For I would not wake to a clock that's not talking. Your bed, as it seems, is a scare, I confess. Halfway built, halfway made, it is quite a fine mess. Your kitchen is cold. It chills right to the bone. Not half of a fridge could I possibly own. Rainbow Dash looked up at Twilight with a grin. I told you, having half of a fridge was stupid. Smiling, Twilight sighed. Just keep reading. The bathroom is hidden. It's... Try to find the thought of its use. Never mind. I still don't get it, Rainbow Dash said. Twilight face-hoofed and started to explain, but was cut off by Rainbow Dash's fervent reading. I'm sorry, Sir Stallion, you've spoken your word. I've allowed you to speak, and I think you're absurd. She turned then to leave as she bid him good day, but try as he might, he had nothing to say. She sat there in thought. He began then to stew. A light bulb went off, and he knew what to do. She set straight to work. She worked in a flurry. She worked with much speed. She was in quite a hurry. In all of his haste, did he make lots of noise? But when he was finished, he stood with great poise. Rainbow Dash looked up, and Twilight nodded. Poise. Unto his hound did the stallion then glance. Now will I be rejected? Huh, not a chance. She went to the field, then to find her again. Boldly he approached, and he gave her a grin. Good morning there, fair maiden. May I have a word? Please allow me to speak, and don't think me absurd. Not an hour ago did I show you my house, whose stature, you said, was a how or an house. Come here then with me and just turn your fair head. With a look you shall see there is roof overhead. My living room there was once in plain view. Who can see from the street? Can you please name a few? My bedroom that sits still just 1 floor above is now safe for mayor from you 1 simple shove. No longer would work any more come a-knocking. For my clock it did tick, and is now also talking. A scare, did you say was my bed? Please confess. Fully built, fully made, it's no longer a mess. My kitchen that chilled all the way to be bone. No more and no less of 1 fridge does it own. My bathroom that heat, that was so hard to find. All your queries on usage, do pay them no mind. Rainbow Dash's eyes widened. Whoa! She flipped back a page and scanned through the lines. He did all that in an hour? It's just a story, Rainbow, Twilight said, smiling. Oh yeah, right. How now, my fair maid, I must hear what you'll say. May I ask of your heart only once more today? The beautiful mare then, after a glance, said, "All right, good sir, I will give you a chance." A wonderful day did they spend in the town, but all of the while did the mayor wear a frown. "What is the matter?" he stammered aghast. With a look on his face of pure flabbergast, Twilight finished for her, clapping her hooves. "Gesundheit!" Twilight's face twisted in what was probably confusion, but Rainbow Dash resumed the story, uninterested. "I'm sorry, Sir Stallion, but all I can say is something still wrong. For an answer, I pray. You have changed now how you look, and your house is now true, but what you've become is just not at all you." A quiet apology escaped the fair mare, and the stallion sat stunned, so full of despair. She stumbled on home to his fully built house, and then changed it all back to the how or an house. He washed all the black right out of his mane, then all of the crimson from out of his frame. She removed the green lens at bit symmetry well, and then with a sigh in depression he fell. He went for a walk in the mid of the day, and during his walk by the field did he stray. "Oh my, Mr. Stallion, are you not all right? That look on your face, it does give such a fright." He raised up his head and he saw the fair mare, with the sorrowful guilt that he simply must share. "I'm sorry, fair maiden, for wasting your time. I'm no good, and to try was a crime." He lowered his head and walked gloomily by. At such sadness so great, she nearly did cry. "All that you did you do to express. All the feelings you felt, you but tried to impress. With you nothing's wrong, there's not thing silly, but the age that I've acted was that of a filly. After all of this time, can it plainly be seen? Not you, it was I, the absurd one, was me." With sorrow and sadness she looked to the ground, then slowly her eyes up to his came around. Shyly a smile then formed on her face, and after the smile did the love give a chase. "Now do I know that this isn't your fault, and strongly do I persistence exalt. How now, Mr. Stallion, I ask what you'll say? May I myself try then just once now today? The rest of the day until the sun set, they laughed and they played like a couple long mad. She acted himself but facade? Hey, Twilight, how do you pronounce this squiggly sea thing?" She looked at her friend who lay quietly in a bed. Twilight heard Smitty Pants close, sleeping soundly. Rainbow Dash smiled and she continued the story in a hushed whisper. "He acted himself, no facade did he play, and with naught but a smile at his side did he stay. So then on from hers, as he wholly desired, he entwined her with love, his sweetheart he acquired. His halfway built home is still there on the street. It's a home meant for two, and his house is complete." Rainbow Dash closed the book, and sighing, looked to her friend. The moon bathed her in a silvery glow. Smiling, Rainbow Dash laid the book on the nightstand and quietly stood to close the curtains. The room now dark, she tight-hoofed to the dare. Tip-hoofed. She opened it and crossed the threshold before looking back. The light from the hallway fell upon her friend, and Rainbow Dash couldn't help but smile. As nerdy as she was, Twilight was adorable when she slept. She picked her head and to whisper one last word as she closed the door. "Good night." The door shut with tiny click, and after another sigh, Rainbow Dash walked toward the exit. With the receptionist out for the night, the hum of the fluorescent lights alone bid her farewell. The cool night air welcomed her outside as she spread her wings to take flight for home. While she flew, her back complained, sore from sitting upright on the stool for so long. But she couldn't help her sense of contentment. She did it for Twilight, and that's all that mattered. Below, Ponyville drifted quietly into collective slumber. Little windows flicked out as the residents of town retired to bed. A yawn escaped her, and she rubbed the glaze from her eyes. She couldn't agree more. It had been a long day. The town continued to fall into darkness, and its lights went out one by one. It was kind of fun to watch Ponyville shut down for the night. All those ponies going to bed while she flew solitary above was something Rainbow Dash had never experienced. Why not? It was a good feeling, one she had only Twilight to thank for. As she smiled at that thought, her eyes wandered over the center of town where something caught her attention. A large tree remained aglow, like a beacon in the night. Rainbow Dash grinned. She shrugged off her drowsiness and backed downward toward the tree. Sleep could wait. She had months' worth of book to check out. Offers not. I would like to thank Drakmire, Cold and Goddess, Secondary Spine, and Cassius for their inputs and reviews of this story. This was by far the most fun I have writing fic before, so I hope you all enjoyed it as much as I did. Special thanks to Equestria Prevails, whose picture the story was based off, and to the million questions regarding the original of the One Full Day story. It wasn't based off any Shel Silverstein poem, I wrote it myself. Independent sequel can be found at the link. The link is www.finfiction.net/story/37550/working-s-intended. Like this story? Try my others. Like, For the Benefit of Mr. Kite, Working is Intended, Lyrit, Transcendence, Sprinkles, Darkness Beckons, Lyra vs. Goldfish. The end of narration. Read by Lunar Initiate. Original. www.fanfiction.net/story/10624/1/reading-rainbow/reading-rainbow. Again, thanks for attention. Goodbye.